In Russia, a prominent regional governor was murdered this past week on a busy Moscow street. It was the latest in a decade-long string of high-profile killings in Russia, most of which have gone unsolved. As NPR's Lauren Sheets reports from Moscow, President Vladimir Putin is fighting an uphill battle to fulfill his promise of establishing the rule of law in Russia.
Governor Valentin Tsvetkov ran the huge Magadan region in eastern Siberia. Tsvetkov's the highest-ranking government official to be assassinated since Russia became independent, and the manner in which he was killed was especially brazen.
Убийство произошло ровно в 9 часов утра, когда Валентин Цветков вместе со своей женой и помощником входил в дом.
Russian television showed Tsvetkov's body lying in a pool of blood on Moscow's Novy Arbat thoroughfare, where he and his wife had just stepped out of a car. It's one of the busiest streets in all of Russia. An avenue lined with casinos and fashionable clothing shops just a short walk from the Kremlin. President Vladimir Putin quickly summoned Russia's chief prosecutor, Vladimir Ustinov, to his Kremlin offices.
President высказал политическую точку зрения по поводу того, что преступление...
Ustinov said Putin described the governor's killing as an attack on the foundations of the Russian state itself. And the murder is a personal affront to Putin. The Kremlin leader, who has a legal background, came to office promising to make the rule of law a priority. He said he would make Russia a dictatorship of the law. Governor Tsvetkov's assassination was the first of a major government official since Putin took office, but there have been other attacks during that time. In August, a member of parliament was gunned down as he walked his dog. He joined seven other lawmakers murdered between 1992 and 1998. Crime reporter Larisa Klinskaya says political differences are almost never a motive in the killings.
We have practically no political murders. Even in cases where they haven't been solved by the police, the investigations into these very prominent murders have shown almost all of them to be connected to criminal turf battles or struggles over money. Money stands behind all of them.
Indeed, Governor Tsvetkov reportedly had differences with powerful business clans in Magadan. Magadan's a region of frigid beauty where Stalin built some of the Soviet Union's most notorious labor camps. But Magadan is also called the Russian Klondike. It boasts gold mines, a major seaport, a thriving fishing business, and lucrative vodka factories. Police immediately issued a description of the governor's killer. But if the crime is wrapped up quickly, this will be unusual. Russia's high-profile killings generally go unsolved. Legal scholar Boris Kuznetsov cites low police pay and prestige. Kuznetsov says, in addition, there's a high turnover of police bosses. Each new boss brings in his own patronage networks and dismisses more experienced officers.
These constant law enforcement purges have led to a huge drain of competent specialists. In order for a police operative to be effective, he needs a minimum of 3 years of experience in his district. But in some places, the average police operative has only 6 months of experience.
Corruption is another reason perpetrators are rarely caught. Sergei Pashin was once a Moscow city judge. He became disillusioned by corruption, and now he's a university lecturer. Pashin said he turned down bribes of up to $20,000 to fix cases. Pashin says information which could lead to arrests and convictions is often suppressed.
Some units formed to deal with organized crime do not even try to use the information they compile. The information just piles up and becomes something which can be sold or used as an object of blackmail later on.
Crime reporter Klinskaya says such corruption is one example of how organized crime and government institutions have become interwoven in Russia. Klinskaya calls the relationship between the criminal world and officialdom a kind of fifth power. She says it's gained control over Russian society and paralyzed law enforcement structures. Many people here insist that in terms of street crime, Moscow is still far safer than many big U.S. cities. They say violence at the top of the business and political world has little effect on the lives of ordinary people. And officials point out contract killings have fallen by 50% since the mid-1990s. But the daring murder of Governor Tsvetkov will make it more difficult to dispel the stereotype of Russia as a land of gangsterism. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.